don't you first kind of, you kind of highlighted a nurse navigation model, how this will work. Kind of explain that.
Well, a nurse navigator is a case manager who can meet with somebody to find out what roadblocks are in place that they're not able to achieve success in their mental health care treatment. And whether it be, I don't have gas money to get to my doctor's appointment, I can't afford my medication, I don't understand my disease process, whatever it is, our nurse will try and resolve that.
On this August 22nd, you unveil this program,
yes.
And people will say, well, it just didn't happen on August 22nd. There were a lot of wheels to get this done. Can you kind of elaborate on how we got to August 22nd and unveiling this program?
Well, at least over the last 5 years in our needs assessments, we've identified mental health as a priority area that we're underserved in our county. And so in a process of building this big mental health consortium that's active in the county right now, one of the subcommittees of that was a grant writing project. And so Al Zwilling and I spent about 3 months writing a federal grant application.
And I see it's $191,000 year one. So it's a multi-year grant then?
It is. It's $566,000 over a course of 3 years, but we're already trying to build sustainability. So this is a permanent program in the county.
And then the partnership in all of this, I mean, I think some of that was identified in the community needs assessment. I think that's where you probably developed some of that. So what about the partnership?
Well, you know, a lot of us are doing the same kind of work, but we're doing it separately. And it's became very apparent that the more that we pool our resources, the better leverage we're going to have to get programs changed or programs implemented and to collaborate together on funding.
And then just the turnout today for people here at the Alito Fire Station watching this announcement, a lot of different stakeholders involved in education, law enforcement, those type of things. What did that mean, I guess?
It meant a lot to me. We've been meeting with a lot of those people individually, and for them to come out and support us as we do the public announcement is key, because this program isn't just a health department program. This program is an integrated county program.